right. From the restaurant Ernest in town, now formerly Cork, they rebranded. They're Ernest now. It's a great place. We were there last night. Would you welcome, please, pastry chef Danielle Morris of Ernest, joining us right now with one of her very own pastry creation, even as we speak. So who's doing the cooking now?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm really excited.
Really? Oh, look at this.
Find out.
Whoa. These are beautiful. What have you got here for me? This is very kind of you. One of these is for you, I think. Which one should I give to her? What are these things? Tell me.
This one is a house-made Snickers with cashews.
Snickers?
Yeah.
So you upscaled the Snickers bar. What happened to the Snickers bar? It looks gorgeous, actually.
It's different layers, so I make the bottom layer out of milk chocolate and peanut butter, mm-hmm. and then there's the nougat layer that has cashews chopped up and folded in there, and then there's like a chocolate Bavarian layer, mm-hmm. and then more cashews, and then the whole thing's covered in chocolate.
Can't go wrong with those ingredients. I'll save this for you. You want this one? Yeah, okay, that's what she wants. And what we have here is
This is kind of like our signature dessert.
Uh-huh. Should I sign it then?
we were formerly known as Cork, and that was kind of the signature dessert that I did, banana cream pie.
This is amazing.
Thank you.
Oh, I love it.
Thanks.
Oh, my mother made it with the Jell-O.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. This has gelatin in it, but no Jell-O.
Oh, yeah. Look, right all in the box, all you need.
Yeah. It's not quite better. Traditional banana cream pie because it has an Oreo crust.
Mm.
And then the bananas are pureed in the custard. Mm. And then it has an Italian meringue top. So
what makes that Italian?
It's a specific type of meringue that's stronger than regular meringue. A lot of people think they don't like meringue because when your mom makes it, they just take sugar and egg whites and mix it together. And it tends to break apart, like, really quickly. Is that funny?
No, John is coming over to steal my pie from me.
So a lot of people think they don't like meringue. So in Italian meringue, you heat up the sugar to 240 degrees, and then you pour the liquid sugar into the egg whites, and it makes, like, a lot stronger, fluffier meringue.
Yeah, this meringue will stand up to even to John Tooling.
Yeah.
Do you like it, John? Okay. Plenty more where that came from. Your skills in pastry, did you go to school for this, the culinary pastry school? Or
I went to culinary school just for general culinary arts, but I knew that I wanted to focus on pastry once I got out of school.
Yeah, why the pastry focus? Something in your childhood drove you to pastry?
I was really interested in cooking desserts when I was younger. I would help my mom make dessert, and I wasn't so much interested in cooking regular food. So, and also I'm really interested in the artistry part of it, like the plating of the dessert is what I wanted to do, and working with chocolate and sugar and that kind of stuff. So,
yeah. Have you made some innovations in the art?
Well, I don't know that I've really made any innovations.
But I mean, your own way of doing things that you're pretty, you know, interested in doing and carrying on. What sorts of things would you say you've done differently than perhaps other people might?
Well, I guess the banana cream pie is one thing.
That's a good example.
That I've done differently.
Yeah.
This evening, we are serving red velvet bread pudding.
Ooh.
For Valentine's Day and tomorrow also.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a little bit different. I like to just take something that people know really well and put like a little twist on it, kind of like the Snickers with the cashews. So.
Yeah. Is it competitive? I mean, you read what other pastry chefs are doing and think, well, boy, that was a good idea. And
yeah, I do. Yeah. Like, why didn't I think of doing that?
Is there?
When I thought of red velvet bread pudding, I was like, why didn't I think of that sooner? People love red velvet. It's everywhere right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Red velvet is just chocolate, isn't it? Chocolate cake?
It's like a chocolate cake with a lot of red food coloring.
Yeah. That's what I thought it was.
Like an ungodly amount of red food coloring.
Yeah. And is that the dangerous?
Red number 5.
Is that the red number 5 is dangerous, isn't it? Or something possibly I think that's the good one.
I may have heard that. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good one. But where do you find out about what other chefs are doing? Is there like newsletter of, you know, pastry chefs?
There's a lot of industry readings, magazines. One thing that's really cool with social media now is Instagram, because with hashtags, you can just look up different pastry chef, like people will hashtag pastry chef, and so you can look up a lot of different pastry chefs and then just see a picture of whatever they've done. So yeah, that's kind of fun.
Well, that's very interesting. Yeah. And I say, we went last night, we were at Ernest, and you know, John had the lasagna. He said it was the best lasagna he's ever had. And I realize that's not pastry, but that you do some amazing things there with your entrees as well.
Yeah. And I should clarify for anyone that wants to come have the best lasagna they've ever had, it doesn't have any noodles in it, and it's a vegetable lasagna, so it's not a traditional lasagna. Yeah. So when you show up there, I don't want you to be disappointed.
Yeah,
because it is very good, though.
It may not actually be a lasagna, but it will be the best lasagna you've ever had. And that pork ham chop was a big...
The pork ham chop is also very good.
Yeah.
They cure it for 48 hours in a sugar salt brine and cure it to be sort of like ham. So it comes out very tender and moist and delicious.
And I had that short ribs. My mother made something very much like that because she tended to cook things for 24 hours. I don't think it took quite that long when we made that, but it was delicious. It just fell apart and was very delicious. Yeah. So the place to go when you're in town here in Chandler is Ernest. It's on, what is that street again?
Alma School. Chandler Heights.
And Chandler Heights. So check it out, and you'll be very glad you did. Thank you so much for joining us. Danielle Morris, pastry chef.